311.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the 311 Radio Show here on VOB 92.9. I am Fire and Life Safety Officer Jason Collins, and this afternoon I have with me two ladies. And first, let me start with the fire officer, and I have Fire Officer Shalika Charles. Good afternoon to you, Miss Charles.
How are you? Good afternoon, Collins. I'm doing good. How are you?
I am good also. And I also have with me a specially invited guest. We thank her for her time, which is very limited. We have the chairperson of the St. Michael Northwest DEO. We have Miss Doriel Gill Skinner. Good afternoon to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon to you, Mr. Collins. And good afternoon to the beautiful lady next to you.
Good afternoon.
Good seeing you again.
Right. Same here as well. And she said seeing us again because actually the reason I have you here for this afternoon, you know, we thought of speaking about hurricane season as this being the first Sunday in the month of June. And as we know here in Barbados, that is the start of our hurricane season. And we thought it fit to do a program relating to hurricane season and so on. I suspect we might have another one. I'm not sure, but at this time, we're going to start the month with our first Sunday in the month of June. We're going to talk a bit about the hurricane season and so on. We're going to start with Ms. Skinner. What she's here for is because only about a week ago or two, thereabout, the 28th of May, to be exact, she would have put on what I consider, and I think Charles would agree and share that sentiment, and those who attended, what I thought was a wonderful safety awareness day at the Deacon's Harcourt in Deacon's Road. For those of you who know that location, we had a lovely time. And I just thought it would have been fitting, being that she is the chairperson of the St. Michael Northwest DEO, to have her with us to, you know, shed some light on what that was all about and, you know, let the public know what we're doing and what goes on behind the scenes. It's not just a case of we're not doing anything and the hurricane season is coming. So, Miss Skinner, it is over to you. You can shed some light on your beautiful project.
Well, thank you, Mr. Collins. I was excited 2 years ago when we decided we would do this program. And we had to shelf it because of COVID. Then when we got the go-ahead from the COVID unit that we can do this, I said, wow. Because it was the first time it was ever done across Barbados with our birthing the first safety awareness day across Barbados. It was the first, and it was a success.
I think we would agree for sure it was a success. Definitely. We attended, and I thought, you know, we had a wonderful time. The persons who came out there themselves had a wonderful time. The children enjoyed it. It was a wonderful day for sure.
Yes, and I'm sure that you, from the experience with the children there, you would see that the DEOs, District Emergency Organization, is safe hands with the children that had attending, and not only with the DEO, but also with the fire department, because they were excited to be a part of all the workshops and the technicals that was being done there. I cannot explain it. You would have to explain it. I mean, the children had a wonderful time learning from you guys at the fire department.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. And it's not only the children. I can say that the various youths who were there and so on, they took part as well in the activities, and they had a wonderful time. Some of you guys caught on to this stuff really quickly. And we thought it was very important to have you guys involved, because we know that you're out there on the ground during the hurricane season. You know that during hurricanes and so on, you guys are out there in the different communities. And we thought it was good to give you tools to work with as well, along with the public, so that in the event, obviously, you may get there before, so you may be on the scene before us in that instance, that you have stuff to work with until further help arrives from one of the emergency organizations. And it was a really good thing to see that you incorporated all of the various players in the whole thing. And it was a wonderful day for sure.
Yes, the support services, I mean, they were awesome. We had from the fire, we had from the police, we had the insurance company, we had the vaccine bus.
Yes.
And that was an excitement for them. We had the Ministry of Health, and just to name a few, we had persons from the phlebotomy resource.
Correct.
That they came and they did the
health checks,
pressures and all that. So in all, it was an exciting time for us.
Yes. And what was even more exciting for those of you who missed out, they were doing free testing. you got free blood sugar checks and so on. And that in itself is always, you know, is always good in these times. Not only is it good in terms of preparation for hurricane, but we have to look at our personal health. And the free blood sugar checks, we benefited from some of them. And I'm sure most of the persons who were there benefited as well from having those free checks and so forth. What I can say to you, the public who don't know, I don't think that Ms. Skinner's voice is saying how excited she really was, because when we met with her at the site visit, the excitement was bubbling. You could hear it in her voice. You could see it on her face. She was, I mean, this was before the event. When we just did that site visit, she was extremely excited about the project. And you could tell it was her baby. And, you know, Charles said to me, you know, we want to do something really special for this event. I must say kudos to Charles. A lot of the stuff that you saw on Saturday would have been the brainchild. Charles would have thought about this stuff and got together the personnel who came out to make it possible. And, you know, I am sure that you were pleased and the person there were pleased. And I could see that you definitely had a great time.
Oh, yes, I did. And, you know, it continues. I do not want to say, let us do the first one and just leave it there. Trust me, I am going to make this an annual event in St. Michael Northwest. And thanks to you guys are the push behind me, because without you guys, I could not have done any of this. So I want to say here publicly, I sent a thank you already, but I want to say publicly to especially the two of you, thank you. And especially to Miss Charles, you were awesome.
Thank you.
And a big thank you to Mr. Glasgow. We normally, you know, push on you guys really hard. But I want to say thank you to the Barbados Fire Service for the work that you have been doing in and around St. Michael Northwest. You are the guys that keeps pushing us forward. And we thank you, because without, well, not only the fire service, other entities out there, St. Michael Northwest, as well as some of the other DEOs, we would be left wondering what's next.
Yes, we appreciate the thanks, and we do enjoy working with you because it's a continuation and we always work together in various facets throughout the year. But obviously, as it is, you know, coming into the hurricane season, I know it was fitting to have it at that time because we are approaching that season. We are now officially into that season. And I know you wanted to get your message across, and I'm sure you did for those who attended. The feedback from the persons who were around, they enjoyed it. They loved what it was all about. We're going to go a little further into what we did and that kind of stuff. But Ms. Skinner's time is limited, and I don't want to take up too much more of her time. So I really appreciate you coming and shedding some light on your project for the St. Michael Northwest District Emergency Organization Safety Awareness Day, the first of what is supposed to be annual. We'll hold her to that. Yes. And I'm sure Charles for sure will hold you to that. You can't promise Charles something you don't go through with.
And don't deliver. Yeah, but don't what deliver. I want you to do, yes, what I want you to do and the public to be made aware of, you can mark your calendar for the last Saturday of May and every year going forward. Nice. That we will bring this awareness day to you as it grows and it gets bigger, because with all the calls that we've been getting to have persons on board, yes, we will make this an annual event. And I want to say again, thank you, Mr. Collins. I want to say thank you to my little petite friend.
Thanks for inviting us. It was very nice of you to invite us.
We are now a family, so don't let's be distant, okay?
No problem at all. No problem.
And thank you, Barbados, for supporting us. Thank you, Mr. Collins.
No problem at all. We thank you very much. Good afternoon as well. We thank you very much, Ms. Skinner, for your time as well and for the effort that you put in making sure that that event was indeed a success. And thank you for joining us here today on the 311 Radio Show. As she has to go, have a wonderful afternoon. Continue to be safe out there and keep up the good work. Thank you very much. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Bye-bye.
Good, bye-bye. And Ms. Charles, we are left here then to land the plane from here. But that in itself was a good opener for what we really want to get into in terms of the hurricane season, because that was as fitting as it could be to lead into this season. We had some rain already. What? We only a couple of days. This is the fifth day of the season. We had a good couple of downpours, I think, around Thursday. So we had some showers, some pretty hefty showers on Thursday night in particular, I do recall. And you could basically shed a little light from some of the stuff that you did and what you had in mind when you organized a lot, because Charles put forward a lot of these things that we saw. And for those who attended, a lot of the things, it was Charles' idea to let's do it this way, let's do that. So yes, Charles, we're giving you the floor and giving you your accolades. That's well deserved. Yeah. She's patted herself on her back. Yes, please.
So when we first went to the site visit with Ms. Skinner, she was saying she wants something that is educational. She wants all the entities to be very involved in educating the public as we move into the hurricane season. So after sitting on that and thinking, well, what could we possibly do to show people more, to get people more involved in what we do? Because it's one thing to set up and we can show off our equipment and show people what we use on a day-to-day basis, which is fine. But as we moved into the hurricane season, I wanted to think of skills or something else that we could show that we do, that others can also do, that is, or is actually safe to do on your own. So in speaking to my colleague, Fire Officer Collins, I spoke to Station Officer Edwards, I spoke to leading Fire Officer Glasgow, and we kind of just came up with the idea of showing persons how to do improvised harness, how to use a fire blanket, how to use mechanical advantage. And to express or explain further on those is that the harness, if you are in water or you're trapped, you have to find somebody over a cliff or anything, you don't want to just be going and you have no safety net per se to do these things. And the average person is not going to have a harness at home just in the shed or in the living room, just they're like, okay, I have a harness here, so let me just go and use it
in case something happens.
But some persons may have rope, and then there's this material that we call webbing, which is a flat type of rope that you can also use. And these are things that you could find easily. You don't have to go and spend a large number of dollars to get a particular harness in order to use. And it's just basic knots that you would tie on these things, and these things will secure you. You would attach what we call a carabiner onto this, some rope, and you can tie yourself around maybe a column, something that's sturdy. And you can go, you can look over this cliff, or you can even rescue somebody from under this cliff. And you can strap the person in a harness also and bring that person up and be as safe as you possibly could be in a situation like that. As we explained the fire blanket, it was to show people that when you have a fire on the stove, like a kitchen fire, and it's oil, you don't want to go and douse this thing in a whole set of water, because then it's going to create a lot of more problems. And a fire blanket is something that is easy to use. When we did the demonstration, people were like, that's all? I'm like, yeah, it's this simple. So you use the fire blanket, turn off the stove, and when you remove that blanket, you will see that the fire has been extinguished. And persons were like, well, I didn't know we could do this. We didn't know we could do that. Where can we get a fire blanket? And this is stuff that people didn't know. Correct. So it was nice for us to be able to actually show people and not just be like, okay, well, when you're using a fire blanket, you would just do this or you just do that. We actually show persons participated. Even the children participated in using it. So we were showing people how easy this was to do. And it was so nice, and like, it filled me with a lot of joy to see people so eager to come and do these things and be a part of it and actually said they enjoyed it. It was fantastic. Then the DOs, I actually had a DO do an improvised harness on me, and she was like, it's so easy when you have a good instructor. Yes. And it really is, yes, very simple. Once you go through it with somebody that's patient and is able to show you what to do, it's so simple. I did it on her first. And I was like, you want to do it on me? She was like, yeah, sure. And she did it in like the first go. And she was like, is this easy? I was like, yeah, this is all it is. And you have yourself secured to go and do something. If you have to rescue somebody from water, you need to secure yourself to something so you're not swept away by the water also. Then when we went into the mechanical advantage, we showed persons what you could use to pull a car that is stuck maybe in some mud or some water even. You can set up this system and get this thing pulled. Just, we had three young boys, probably no older than 10 years old.
I don't think they were that old. I think they were 7, 8 max. Yep.
You understand? And they pulled what we call the RR, which is like a 4x4 vehicle.
Correct.
And they pulled that using mechanical advantage. And when somebody asked, those three little boys pulled that big truck, I was like, yes, they did. Yeah. And had other children there saying, oh, the man inside of there reversing that. them can't get that pulled. And it was just so amazing to see, because these young boys were just willing to do any activity that we had going on. They were asking questions. They asked about the equipment that was there. They were just so involved with the whole day.
Definitely.
And it was nice to see.
Yeah, but it was really intriguing for me, exciting to see that, you know, the involvement with the younger kids, because as she mentioned about the fire blanket, you would think because it was live fire, some persons would be timid. As a matter of fact, those children were even braver than some of the adults. Some of the adults were a little timid to do it. Yeah. But after seeing the little children doing it and doing it so easily, they give them the confidence to come out and give it a try. And what I was really pleased with, though, especially with the improvised harness, was to see a lot of the DEOs involved in it. Because, like I said, those are the persons on the ground. Those are the persons who will be out in the in the communities and so on, and at the hurricane shelter, the first before emergency personnel, and they can offer that care and render that assistance before the arrival of emergency personnel. And what Charles was seeking to do, and what I think we successfully did in that regard, was give the public and give communities some life skills that they can use before the arrival of emergency personnel. And it is very important. And you know, the Prime Minister likes to use that word resilience to create that resilience within the community, because, you know, we cannot go on with this God is a Beijing thing. We don't, because things are changing. And, you know, we talk about global warming, we talk about all the climate change and so forth. We cannot assume that we're not going to have, we don't want it to happen. We hope it doesn't. But, you know, we can't sit and just say, oh, well, nothing happens here. We don't get active hurricanes and so on. We hope that it wouldn't happen. But in the event that it does happen, we want to have those skills and be prepared. Yeah. Preparation is not only buying all the corned beef and tuna in the supermarkets 2 days before or the evening when you hear that a hurricane is coming. Yeah. Everybody rush to the supermarket. Everybody top up the carry gas. That is not only preparation. Preparation is having life skills and safety skills to be able to assist or to save yourself, you know, in the event of something happening, because there are a number of dynamics that can take place when it comes to the hurricane season.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So in all of the canned foods and bottled waters, you can add some rope to that.
Correct.
To that list, and have rope there for you if you need to use this improvised harness for any reason. If you can buy some carabiners, I'm sure this is something you can get from either Carter's or maybe Do It Best or someplace like that, or probably even Coleman.
Any of the hardware, probably storage should have.
You can get stuff like that. And just have that in your kit when you are thinking about hurricane preparedness.
Well, yeah, my only disappointment in the entire day on the 28th was that we didn't have more people. It would have been really nice to have more people to observe, you know, these things, because these are really important life skills that, you know, would have been beneficial to anyone,
and everyone,
whether you are an emergency person, whether you are trained or untrained. We give skills that persons who are untrained, who would have never done an improvised harness before, who would have never used a fire blanket before. We also demonstrated, I remember demonstrating the correct use of a fire extinguisher. We didn't have it with the live fire using the extinguisher itself, but we demonstrated it for persons to be able to know what to do, how to use a fire extinguisher. Because very often we also notice that we go into business places, our persons have them at home, and they have not a clue how to use a fire extinguisher. All of those things we taught on that at that awareness day. So we were, you know, kind of educating the public, because it is fine for us to know, we the emergency personnel, we the persons in that, as I say, the front line, we know how to use them, we know how to do and apply certain things. But when something happens, we are not there immediately. And it is important that the public has tools to basically start an initial rescue or initial something before the arrival of personnel. You may be able to at least tie a knot to stabilize a person,
exactly,
you know, to something until the personnel get there. So these are things that sometimes we take for granted, but at the end of the day, they're nice to know skills and important if you, especially as we approach the hurricane season. And like Charles was saying, it's not only about talking about the corned beef and the tuna and so on, you know, a rope you can add. You can add your, make sure you things like an first aid kit, basic first aid kit, some bandages and so on, in case you have any medication. And these are things that we say yearly, but you also want to keep reiterating it to people. Things like any particular medication that you have to use on a day-to-day basis and so on, stock up on it in case you have to leave your place of abode to go to a shelter. Know where your hurricane shelters are in your community, because that is also very important. And I am hoping, I'm not sure, but if we may have in a subsequent program some somebody else from DEM who may come and shed some more light on those things that are related to the hurricane shelters and so on, because this season goes right down to, they say, what, October or something like that. So we never know. And the way our weather pattern has been these days, it can be even longer now. Yeah, we don't know. So it is always good to be prepared and ready at any time. Any excess grass or rubbish and bush that you have grown around your place, you try to clear it. And you also got to look at like trees. A lot of these things people don't think about, the trees around your house. Maybe trees that might have been there, well, trees that are fairly old. You don't know the integrity of them, how strong they are. You want to get them pruned so that if during high winds and so on, you don't want them to be falling on your house or your car or even on a person, because that in itself would be very detrimental. These are things that we, you know, just want to remind you as we prepare for our hurricane season 2022. We hope that it wouldn't be very active, but, you know, we never can tell. But those are just some words of advice for you as we go into that season. This program, if you would have missed any of today's program, just always remember, I like to remind person that if you miss any of today's program, you can always visit the VOB's podcast at www.vob929.com. www.vob929.com. And that is if you want to listen over to the podcast of this or any other of our previous 311 radio shows. And there are quite a bit on there. You can go and have a listen if you care to. There's also VOB's Facebook page, VOB92.9FM. VOB92.9FM. If you want to watch the program and see the visual of this 311 radio show. Ms. Charles has stepped away from me for a few minutes. I'm hoping she'll be back. We don't have much time, so we will soon be probably wrapping up. But for those of you who missed that experience on the 28th at the Deacon's High Court, you missed a really good thing. And unfortunate, but I hope that the next one, because Ms. Skinner has said it and you heard it exclusively here today, that every last Saturday of the month of May going forward, every last Saturday of the month of May annually going forward, we are expected to have one of these safety awareness days. So for sure, we look forward to next year and the coming years as we go on. Charles, it was just giving the persons, if they miss any of today's program, where they can hear or view it. Going forward, yes, I have Charles back with me after a few seconds, she stepped out of the room. But yes, so I was just saying that, you know, it was, for those who would have missed that lovely experience on the 20th, it was really a spectacle, not only from a perspective of spectacle and seeing and so on, but from a perspective of learning, there was a lot of stuff to learn. And the many booths with different personnel from the different entities really helped to make it happen. We, believe it or not, are out of time. The time is gone already. And time really flies when you're having fun, as they say. I just want to thank Ms. Skinner again. She has gone because she had to make a run early, but we want to thank her for her time. Ms. Doriel Gill Skinner, the chairperson of the St. Michael Northwest DEO, and DEO, for those of you who are not aware, District Emergency Organization. She is the chairperson for the St. Michael Northwest, and we want to thank her for her time as she came and shed some light on her project, which would have been the Safety Awareness Day held on the 28th of May, a few Saturdays ago at the Deacon's High Court. And as I guess by now you know, it was a great experience, a wonderful day and time for everyone, a learning one. And we thank her for coming in and giving us some talk on how that was, how that came up in the first place. We also want to make a special thanks to Ms. Charles here, who put together a lot of the stuff in her head and brought us in. You know, Collins, we can do this and we can do that. And I was really pleased that she did, because it was really, she made it a really wonderful day. And we cannot forget Station Officer Edwards, who were applicably with us. He's a hardworking station officer who is always willing, just a phone call away. Station Officer Edwards, can you? And he would always try to say, man, geez, oh, Charles working me hard again. Charles won't work me hard. But at the end of the day, he always comes out. We thank him for his time and his effort and all of the knowledge that he shared with the persons who would have attended. Also, leading fire officer Ryan Glasgow. Again, he is another hardworking individual who is always willing to, you know, assist and help and show, teach, because he does a lot of the teaching. As a matter of fact, when we went to the site visit, Ms. Skinner said, "You bring Glasgow. I want Glasgow taught us, you know, so we want Glasgow." And I reached out to Glasgow and said, "Well, like, Glasgow, you are requested." And as he usually will say, heavily requested. So we were glad to have you, Mr. Ryan Glasgow. Leading for Officer Ryan Glasgow was part of that as well. And as I said, Charles, myself, and we cannot forget Mr. Patrick. Yes. Definitely. Jamal Patrick, Fire Officer Jamal Patrick, again, under the coaxing of his good friend, Ms. Charles, she made sure that he was a part of that as well. And he also did a wonderful job in helping assist and teach some of the persons on that day. So all in all, thanks to all of you who participated from the Barbados Fire Service. And we thank Ms. Gil Skinner for inviting us.
Yes.
And we look forward to another one and another one as the saying goes. And we're out of time. So for those of you who miss it, as I said, the podcast, www.vob929.com or the Facebook page, vob92.9fm. And as we always say, when we are going to finish a program, fire prevention is our intention. Have a wonderful week, Barbados. Bye-bye. Bye.
You can depend on the Barbados Fire Service 311.